You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This week's Parsha subdays. So we have also Mitzvah of Arvis. Mitzvah of Arvis. And it's called the Din of Arvis. Kol Yisrael Arayim Zeh Zeh, which we already learned about from the Kosei, Choshev Ish Be'achiv. And it says over here, the Pesukim, Nisteris L'Hashem Elokeinu, Ha'niglis Lanu Ulvanenu Adoilum. Lassus is called Divrei Torah Zeis. Rashi brings a day in the Gemara. Vim Tema Mabi Adenu Lassus Atam Manesh Sarabim Al Ruvei Yochid Shinema Kulum. So forth. Kainani Manesh Eschem Al Nisteris. Shehem L'Hashem Elokeinu. Nisteris L'Hashem Elokeinu. Vuli Yim From Oisei Yochid. He'll get him, he'll pay, make him pay. Of a niglois nanu of a name, var rabbikadenu. The imlon hasadin bem yamshu sarab. If you don't do this, so you know, then are on a perfunded person's chatayim. And then it says, nukoid is, as you notice, that's on lanu of a name. Lidra sha'afal niglois va anusha sarabim atcha obrse yadain. Mishikibu alayim as ashur bahar grizim bahar evo, v'nasu arevim zebizeh. It became arevim zebizeh. Even Nicholas lo onish as a rabbi. Okay? V'nasu arevim zebizeh. It became arevim zebizeh. So, thank you. Okay? Just a few more, because of the most rules. Thank you. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Gemara says like this, that talks about Achim, when he was Mayel, that he got, the Klaisol got punished. So it says, V'yan Achim, as Yeshua, V'yam Amna Amnech, Chata Hashem, V'kesa, Kazayis, U'kazayis, Asisi. Kazayis, Kazayis, like this, and like this I did. So Gemara learns after him, Achoikis, but that he did, Be'me Moshe, he also did. Ad Hashem, my time alone. So why wasn't Klal Yisrael punished? Or maybe Ach Mishum Olam Lefishalo Onash Al Anisteres At Sheovu Yisrael Se Yarden. The Nisteres, they weren't punished till they came to the Yarden. Meaning not like Rashi in the Chumash is going on one time. We'll see. Anisteres Hashem Okay Nigus On Bnei Adam. Lama Nokud Alano Bneinu Vahala Ayin Shibaad. Well, Lama Shem goes into Ashtayt what this the Ayin. Shlo onash al nisteris, al nisteris, at she'ovu se'yar, then divra b'yuda. Right? Amli Rav Nechemich, he onash al nisteris, lo ilom, but the sense will be here, that there is onash al nisteris once they went into Eretz Yisrael. Once they went into Eretz Yisrael. But on Nicholas, it seems that was already before. There was already. And this we'll see could be a Mardika Nafkamina, and we'll talk about that soon. But what does it mean on nisteris, on something that hidden? So if I do, the Mefarshim should say, what do you mean? You get punished, somebody does it very well. It means if you could have stopped it. You could have stopped it. You could have done something that would have safeguarded that this person would not be able to do this nister. Right? You put shame in there and you can't go and go to somewhere where you shouldn't be going, or whatever it is, right? So on that, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Arvis started already before. Just Nistaris didn't start till they were over the Yarden. Now, and this is the game we'll see in a minute. Let's first talk about what Arvis in the game basically are. So, matter Arvis means somebody does something wrong. So, just look at this. The Arvis, somebody does, you have to be, you're an Arvim, you're responsible for him. Also goes together with that. But there's also a din of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Afa Fishi Yotza Moitzi. Now, the din is, this is where we use it practically, Arvis. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, says, I'm sorry, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. No, it's fine. So, there's little Gemara's, I'll find this. The Gemara says that Kol HaBrachas Kulan, Let's say the mashal, I made kiddush already, and then somebody comes to my house, right? Somebody comes to my house, and they don't want to make kiddush. They don't know how to make kiddush. They can't drink wine. Whatever the situation is, I can make kiddush again for him. So not only the problem is bracha v'tala, same thing Megillah. I read Megillah already, I was yaitza, but I could be moitz him again. Why is that? Because the pshat is that even though, the din is I can't make a new kiddush. It's not called a kiddush, but since someone else didn't make kiddush, so there's a difference in lashon rishayin. It would be good to see it, but right now we are. He says it's ki'ilu, if he didn't do it, ki'ilu, I didn't do it. There's one lashon rishayin. If he didn't do it, ki'ilu, I didn't do it. Right? I think the Ran uses that lashon Rosh Hashanah. Meaning if Reuven didn't make kiddush yet, Shimon has to look himself like, I didn't want the yetzer kiddush. In fact, there's no rishayin. The Ritva says that the reason Kol Yisrael Raven Zelazah, the side of this, you know, the Gemara doesn't use that lush in that Gemara. Kol Yisrael Raven Zelazah is you take the etzem word Aravis, is means to mix, to mix up. Kol Yisrael Guf Echad, they're like one body. They're one body, and that's it. They're one body. And therefore, since they're one body, right, so you're responsible. You can't, you know, if your wife tells you, why don't you put a Band-Aid over here? So, you know, it didn't hurt me. I didn't think about it. I was thinking more about, it doesn't matter. It's all part of you. You got to take care of it. You got to take care of every part of you, right? It's one goof. That's the din of Arvis, right? Or some say it's like, you know, Shane even says it's like being Perea Chai, an Arev, right? When we were kids, the Rebbe used to say co-signer, right? A guarantor, what it really means is somebody is responsible. The responsible meaning that loan has to come from, that loan has to be paid. So if Reuven's ever paid, Shimon has to pay. And nowadays we know it's not that simple. But like upon him, that's a din of Arvis. Okay. So now in Yevamos, okay, we'll leave that.
Oh, Yevamos.
Okay. So the Gemara says like this. Koshim Gerim Yisro, the Gemara Mzayin of the Beis, Koshim Gerim Yisro, Kisapachas. Gerim are very schwer for Klal Yisro, like some kind of scare. So the big machlokes we shain in what it is. So Taisus brings different pshat, right? One pshat, the Taisus in Kedushin is, brings from a Bavram Hager, unless his name was Hagar, which I doubt. But imagine it's Hager, it was Bavram Hager, a Baltaisus seemed to be Hager. And he says, because the Gerim are more medakdik in mitzvahs than we are. So it's a kitrug on us. Take a look, they became Gerim and they're davening better than us. They mean it seriously. They do the mitzvahs. They take the Chafetz Chaim seriously. So don't talk Oshin. We don't take it that seriously, unfortunately. So Rashi brings, brings different things. He says, because ain't bekeen b'dikduke mitzvahs. They're not so medaktik in mitzvahs, right? They're not so medaktik. That's Tyson introduces that. And memeila, mishum dekol Yisrael, arevim zeh bezeh. And we're responsible. In other words, it just makes it more difficult for us because we have someone else to take care of and they're not really doing the mitzvahs. And if they're not doing the mitzvahs correctly, right, we get punished for it. Now, if you have a ger who's not doing the mitzvahs correctly, and when we don't really say, this is not my business, let the other guy take care of it, so we get punished for it, so it's not good for us. Which, by the way, parenthetically, Maimon Musga, the Velt says from the Sfasem, it's written somewhere, I don't recall where, that one in the Indian of the Simchas of Bar Mitzvah is because another Arei is in Kali. You have someone else responsible for you. That's true. It's a big simcha, but now you got
spread the wealth.
But now you got to be responsible for him. I mean, that's also a 13-year-old kid is hard to be responsible for. Very nice. You got a 13-year-old taking care of you, but now you got to take care of this 13-year-old. 13-year-old, especially nowadays, are not that easy to take care of. So anyway, so Rashi himself asks a nida. Yeah, what's a nida? Let's read the Rashi. Rashi and nida, Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Rashi says, "Shein b'kim b'mitzvus u'mevi'im karonius." They made them. V'yesh lamash kol yisol arevim zeh v'zeh. V'lav milsehi. Shaloin nis arvu b'shol ager. Rashi's shita is there's no arvus for ger. Now meaning beside the nimtzel kol echad yisol sheish me'az elof. The Gemara says beside there were 600 and so forth. Blisus shikul nis arvu zeh v'zeh. And in other words, it says 600,000. And since it's 600,000, and Gerim are not including that 600,000, there's no Arba. It's just obvious. He says, Mashemak Shirashi, Gelo Choshem, Arba's the Arab. Yesh Lama, Shifil Yadoches. What should Gemara say? And 100,000? How many? Mil Bimachilta, Amar, the Arab, you could fly him to Yetzim Israel. 1,200,000 gerim from the Mitzrayim came up. Imagine, unbelievable, right? So he says it is. And the Taisa of Rosh says, "Yeah, but it doesn't say before Shin the Torah, and therefore it's uncle." That's the whole shayla here.
Well, then a hugs and kedushin.
Yeah, right. Right. Why is Avos telling call?
That
they're different. Yeah, different. But it doesn't
say.
It's the same. I'm responsible for you. Right. Okay, you're saying something that you shouldn't have mentioned. Say that's the reason, but don't say that's the reason.
I know.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, that's one Indian of Arvus by Gerims. All right, so it comes out, Rashi Shita is that there's no Arvus by Gerims. Because of that, the Slach wants the Tain and Brachas. From the base, we have the Omachlekes. If women are not, yeah, Bechal Arvus, women not Bechal Arvus. I'm a chalikas the tzlach and kireiger. We're not going to go into the tzlach wants the taina. Therefore, maybe kahanim and levim who are not also not included 600,000. According to Shitas Rashi, there will be no arvus on them also. Okay, that's what he wants to do. Okay, now there's a shulchan. I noticed a shulchan.
I'm right behind a couple of volumes. Right behind.
Oh, okay.
Right behind. Oh, don't worry, I see it whatever it is.
Oh, it's a smaller shop.
Oh, good. No, I see it.
Small, but it's easy to pick up. So I see they don't have a little bit of
the mouse. What's your name?
Orchaim Aleph.
Okay.
According
to that law,
yeah.
Say that a
Can't say kiddush. Yeah, that's kiddush. According says, according to that, it would come out that if a kohen, there's no arvus. This the shayla also. Does it mean both ways? Does it mean one way? Let's say they have no arvus to us. Do we have arvus to them? But that a kohen will not be able to go ahead and let's say he was going to say kiddush to be might see someone else in kiddush now. So lo shamanu. Such as Zach, or a Koyan can't be a Shliach Tzibur according to that, right? Shliach Tzibur might see if he was already Yaitz, if you assume that he was already Yaitz and Shmanesser, right? Could he be a Shliach Tzibur and so forth? Yeah, of course, it raises problems, right? That's Zach. Okay, let's just wait a second.
Rebbe, they say that all the Neshamas in Klal Yisrael that were going to be were all set Maimad Harsin, even if they weren't in a physical body. So if you count all the neshamas, then right. Then maybe everybody will be Arev, including even possibly the Gerim, yeah. Because they say that there was a klipa back from Avraham Avinu. They really were supposed to be part of us, so we can hop around the Kohanim and the Gerim.
Okay, we'll get to that. Let's just proceed on luck. He says all the Gerim were Oymed Har Sinai. So you want to find that that's also association of play, ain't end of play. So that's also Kiilu, this Arabist because of that. We'll see if that's what that is. It's just with us. Now, is there a Mishnah here by any chance?
Yes,
English books.
Yes.
It is in English. What?
We have to go
to Yeah, we have all over Sfarim. Just this way we get... No, there used to be like a program here. They don't have it anymore. You're using this Bashir room. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, so one is in Hilchos Birkas Hamazon, a ger could be mezamen. A ger could be mezamen, Baruch Shechal Mishalai, and the Mishnah Berurah says, and you could be mitzi others, right? The real din of Zimun is one person mitzi. He says he could be mitzi others. He doesn't seem to at all worry about this Indian of ger. So also in Gibel, yeah. Okay, good. In Simon Nun Gimel, let's take a look a second.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Yeah, it talks about over here, Noidel Hashem, Yesh Moin and Ger, Meliyah Shliach Tzibur. Yeah, those who say that Ger shouldn't be a shliach tzibur, v'nitchu devem. Now, what's the problem with a ger? So it says, v'fishu lo yuchal, the Taz says, v'fishu, which is the bottom of the base, so v'fishu lo yuchal omar elokei aveseinu, elokei aveseinu, elokei avram, and so forth, right? V'nitchu devem, d'ksif ki av amoyin goyim nesatich, d'ayinu makam ha'elach, ti av amoyin l'chos. He could say, avram avinu is aveseinu, it's also in Bikurim, it says that when you say, a ger could say that too, it says in the Mishnah. That's really the basic question. Could he, right? The ger, like the Magen Avraham says, okay, I'm the same as the Taz. Comes along the Prima Godin and Eshel Avraham and said, the Oisiyot says, Mereish, Havamina, first I thought, a Kaimalon, Kola Mitzvah Kulam and Yotza Moitzi, Chutz Miger V'Isha, meaning that's what I thought. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. In other words, Isha is because that's how the Tzlach understood the Rush, right? The Rush says that in Birkas Hamazon, why can't a woman be mitzi? The Rush asks, the Taisa says, why can't a woman be mitzi a man in Birkas Hamazon? Mara says, a woman can't be mitzi a man in Birkas Hamazon. Why can't she be mitzi him? Even if whatever the reason is that she's not chayiv, but why is it worse than if somebody benched? They can be mighty somebody really midrash, so they can be mighty somebody, right? Like the Gemara says with Yanayim Alkosa that Shimon ben Shetach had a kazayas and he was able to be mighty. He would be able to be mighty somebody who ate kadesh via because Kol Yisrael Arevim zevizeh. So why is the woman an arev to bench for a man? So the Rosh says it's not because over there to talk about the notion, Aisha ain't a bechala arvus. The Tzlach takes it very literal. So does the Prima Godin. In many places, right? Offhand, I can't tell you where, but I know Prima Godin in many places, now in Prima Godin, his other Svar always brings the Rosh. Women are not arvus. He read it very literal. Very literal. That women are not arvus. Right? They're not in arvus. In other words, arvus is the pshat. The chiv is now on me. And the woman is not an Ari for that.
Or would she be an Ari to another woman?
The what?
But she should be an Ari to another woman.
No, she has no Arabis, you say. The Tzlach is Mesupik, whether that goes both ways as far as men. In other words, if a woman has no Arabis for us, do we have an Arabis for her? And that's his famous Shaila, that when you daven, the Magen Avraham says, when you daven in shul, when you daven, right? The last few months we learned you sometimes could daven not in shul, right? But when you daven and you ma'ariv at night, but the Shabbos at night, the Magen Avraham says you yaitz a kiddush, so kiddush deraisa. Now you're coming home to make kiddush derabanan. Your wife is chayav in kiddush deraisa. Pashtus, the woman didn't daven, so she's also chayav in kiddush deraisa. How could you be moitzi har? Maybe according to this Rosh, the Joel said that maybe women can't be moitzi us, but we could be moitzi them. He's mesupik about it. So the Kivega, in like three different places, argues, he said, that's not shot in the Rush. Shot in the Rush is that a woman has no arvus on Birkas Hamazon because she's partner from Birkas Hamazon. You can only be arev on a mitzvah if you're chayav in the mitzvah. If you're partner in the mitzvah, not. In other words, even though the Rosh says the word the Noshim, he doesn't mean Noshim because that's the Klal. He means in this case of Birkas Hamazon where the woman is Pata. Ve'ena Chanami, if she would be in Kiddush, where she is an Arev, but she is Chayiv, I'm sorry, then she can be an Arev. That's what Kivayik says. The Tzach holds, Tzach is a Marid Kachiddush. He's reading the Rosh very literally, but he's understanding that if not for being an Isha, if you're Potter from a mitzvah, I could be an Arev on your mitzvah, even though I'm Potter from a mitzvah. So that's a big machloikis. The Prima Gadam assumes it means Isha. He's going with the Rosh. He's a rather writes very Bekitzer Kedarko. So he says, I would sort of meant the Ger too. Because a Ger, according to Rashi, there's no Arabic. So, I mean, he means to say, he doesn't say this in Gemara, but Halacha. Merei Shava Mina Dekai Malon, Kol Mitzvah Kum Yosel Moitzi Chutz Meger V'Isha. Tefia Nira Merosh. Got the Mitzvah saying, Brochus, the Hemeinu Bechlala Arabic. The Yotzel Moitzi Metam Arabic. He brings the Gemara's. He says, Kivin the Shamana, once I saw this Mechaba, Muchach Lehepach. Because what's the whole shayla here? Can a ger be a shneir tzibur? Because he can't sell a kainu kabe seinu, right? That's the shayla of the ger. He says, why is there no discussion? Ech ger yeshatz umaitzu chazatzu rachem hakvar yotze. He already davened. When he the name of the chazal taking the shochayv al shatz yachter tvila afil be'ein shem in bokem mekom mokem ech moitzi the rabbanim din tayra, right? The mechaba the Rambam holds that we're chayvin field the raisa. So if a guy didn't daven, right, maybe you could find that he davened last night, but maybe he didn't. I don't know. He says the servant field by Torah. So shmami no ger nami b'chal arvesu alpha pi shabi yotzu moitz. He says there's no discussion about it. How come there's no discussion? That's the question. That's what he basically is bothered with. So I want to say that just Rashi and Chumash says not that way, but in the Gemara you see that Arvis really started beforehand, right? It started beforehand. On Niglis, it started. Avada, the din of Arv, Afabishiyotza Moitzi is a Nigla Dikadin. A guy's sitting there, right? He asks, did you make Kiddush yet? He says, no. I made Kiddush ready, I'll be Moitzi. That's not Nistar, that's Nigla. Avada, he could hide it and not make Kiddush, but right now he's telling me, I didn't make Kiddush. I came home from Shul. I see they make Kiddush yet, right? And I made Kiddush right. It was Makabel Shabbos. I can't show for myself. So there, I want to tell you that Nidgles, according to Amanda Amar, even if you say there's no Arvis by Gerim, right? There's no Arvis by Gerim because they're not included in the 600,000. That could be a different Cheshbon, 600,000. That's an Arvis and a complete Arvis. But there's a din of Am. What's Amitecha? It's just an Achicha. So Gemara Darshan's many times. Am She'itcha. Thank you. Am She'itcha. Am She'itcha b'Teyre u'b'Metzis. And could be like what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Avada, the game were Imid Ar Sinai, and we're responsible for one for another. The full din of Arvis that says there were 600,000, Bahar Grizim, Bahar Abel, is that they're about to go into Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a different type of Arvis. Meaning, I just want to use this Avri Nezer. I told you I have the letter to the Rashiva about it, but I heard from him once. He said that when this Avri Nezer came out, so the Friar Zionists were not too happy. I said, what is it? It's a Meridiker. We'll say Bekitza. There's a Shach in Kufnun Aleph that the whole Stira, the din of Mitzuva Mafrisha, right? There's a din, Lefneibaloisite Mechshal, right? You can't be Machshasam. But that's only if he can't do it without you, right? Shtei Trevab, two sides of the river. Masha'en came, if he can do without you, there's no Lefneibar. So the Tosis, Rosh, and Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos, Daf Gimel, say that even though there's no Lifnei Iver, there's still a din of Messiah over a Veira. You can't help somebody doing a Veira. Person says, pass me the Chaz of Chaz Shalom. You know he's going to eat it anyway, right? you can't do that, right? You're not allowed to be Messiah, a person, when he's doing an aveira. It's based on Gemara. But the Rishonim say that even if he could do the aveira without you, you're not allowed to be Messiah, aveira, aveira. That's the deal. You can't be Messiah, aveira, aveira. So the Shach all of a sudden says, a mumer, you're not mitzvah not kisha. The Dagum of Avada says, what kind of thing is that? Yisrael alfa bisha chata Yisrael is Yisrael. What do you mean? Mitzvah not kisha. Right? He brings the Dagum of Avada. So basically, it says like this, Avinezer. We're saying it for kids, but it's a Meiridika Avinezer. He says that the Ritva in Avodah Zarah, the Avava Mebeis, says the Yisoid of Messiah of Aveira is a din of Kol Yisrael or Raven Zebizah. So that's totally the din Arabs. Why should it be Messiah of Aveira? Because Kol Yisrael or Raven Zebizah. But you have to know why it's only the Rabbanan. But the upon the Ritva says the Yisoid of it is Arabs. So now, based on morale, only the Avinezer could do that. Based on Lacha morale. Morale in Nesivat Tzedakah, I want to see these new morale. They don't, interesting. They bring it, Nesivat Tzedakah. You just bring in the old Avinezer, says morale Meprak. They brought the right Maramuk. The Rebutna brings it too, but I wanted to see the new ones. Yeah, in Nesivat Tzedakah. He says over there, "Bibira tamshul and asarvu zelzer rak acha shavu es ayarde." Bir maral, merdik maral. The Eretz Yisrael yuchedes Yisrael, v'hi oises kol Yisrael asherich nemaleh ki ish echad. He makes them into one, like that ritva kaguf echad. Al keng shabol Eretz Yisrael nasu arei. That's not kind of bir maral. Rav Hutno, I heard this in 1978. So he said. He said, that I was in Mashre, I went to visit. This was not the public. So he said that the morale means to say like this. Arvis means to mix, right? You become one. A cosign or a guarantor becomes like you. He lent money, you're responsible. You become one. So he said that when you mix two things together and make them into one, so let's say challah, right? Your wife takes flour and she takes water, becomes a dough. But you need a kli. You need a kli. Without a kli, you're not going to be able to hold it. You need something, a receptacle, right? So that kli is called Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael makes us together. So listen to this. V'hinei zeh poshut. Da'af achshav shiyisrael begolus nishar arvis. We're still a raven, but we're not in Yisrael. V'atam bar af shegolu mekom mekom mekoymim shiyisrael be'eretz Yisrael. We're always called Goylem, right? Goylem, Maral himself says Goylem, Galgal. It means really to move. We're really moving. We're really trying to get back to Eretz Yisrael. Ki ain't come to Kameinu. Rak me Kameinu, Eretz Yisrael. U mitzalad be Eretz Yisrael. Whether it's a mitzvah or not mitzvah, I don't think it needs to go into it. You know, he has a tshuva on that too. And he basically, a lot of people were upset at him tonight. So he said, the only way you can become Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is if you make a panasa. You have to be toilet on people sending you money. He was very against that, Avinezer. Okay, now, Dain Choshev Ki'ilu Kulonu Be'eretz Yisrael. Av She'ein Anu Be'poil. Even though we're the Maestro, we're not in Eretz Yisrael. Mekom Mokom Zema Kaneinu. V'hinei Mumer. Av Tafilu Chot Yisrael. But he has certain dinim of going too. Z'yayin Yayin Nesach, Der Shittas, and Shulchan Aruch, it says. That Kanaim Poygim book, tell the Kashit, you see a guy having beer with Mumeris, or you could kill him, Hatzal the fella. As far as Yibum, no Yibum caught the many Shitas, he brings different Tzushtels. So he says, Poshit to him, the Issa of Lo Yeshu Ba'artzacha Pen Yachtiu Oyscholi. That now I let the Zain Amamin live in Eretz Yisrael, goes on a Mumatut. So that's what I asked of Hutton in that letter. I asked him, but he's not the Zayin Amamin. So he answered very good. He answered, because if you look at the Rambam says Mumarin and these Apikorsim are worse than the Zayin Amamin because they're ready to fuss, you know, in dust. So you're allowed to kill them, right? Mumar, you're allowed to be careful, right? A Mumar, you're allowed to be Mairid. Mairid Vein Mailin, but Mairid Vein Mailin. But Hakum, it's not that way. It's Lo Mailin, Amar Mairid Vein Mailin. Machokes Hashem means mamish, or do things to make them fall into the pit. I shared with you once, Moshe told me his father. saw such a thing in his town. There was a mummer. He says the screaming was, he was screaming from a pit. The Rav said he can't pick that. Was a real mummer. He gave Sarasi a muscle, a mummer. And he said, his father told me the whole city had to leave. From the, it was a vice versa Jewish, the only Yiddish, I imagine. So they all left. They couldn't take the blood-curdling screams from him as he was dying over there in the bar. So he says, Apollo de Gazach, a mummer cannot live in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, you throw him out of Eretz Yisrael. And the male is no Arabic for him. So now, so in other words, this is when it's totally in Eretz Yisrael, but could be like this. A mummer is also not called Am She'itcha B'tar Mitzvahs. Many dinim don't apply, even those Rishenim that argue. For instance, the Rishenim will say you can lend ribbis to a mummer. It's not called Achicha. It's not called Achicha Legabim Mummaris, Legabim Yibum. But even those who argue say, but he's Zichanat Am She'itcha B'tar Mitzvahs. Many mitzvahs don't apply to a mummer because he's not acting like a yid. So I'm like this. Legabim the din of Afa Pishi Yotza Moitzi. That staka could be not taller in Eretz Yisrael. That's when they became a guf echad. Guf echad is a pshat. I have to safeguard everything you do. I have to make sure nothing goes wrong. I have to do things that you should be able to make dharm for you, make check into you, right? That's what we got to do. There's a fellow, he just was nefta nebuchir, Chaim Kremen. I don't know if any of you remember, there used to be a store in Borough Park, Family Classics. And as kids, I remember going there. I like a store for kids. He was just nefta, a very wonderful person. He was a Talmud Chacham. He had the store over there. So he was a Hungarian, became a Gerer Chassid. So I asked him, why did you become a Gerer? Like, what's Shaychus? You're a real, and all his children are real Gerer. So he said, I'm married to Gazach. He said he was living in Bar Park. He came from Montreal. He learned the name Yisrael. He learned the name Yisrael Joel. No. So he'll be 69 around. Way before you. Okay. Now, I don't know how long you were there. But anyway, when I couponed him, so he said that he came to Bar Park. He said, no one asked him, where'd you daven? Like he went here to daven, he went there to daven. Yeah, there's people, vegetable. And that's it, he was lost. But Shrei used to talk about this a lot. No, who's keeping? He says, in Ger, you join a shtibel. If you don't show up 1 week, you get a call. Where were you this week? Okay. I didn't feel like, wait, listen, you want to be part of shul? It's a member, right? I forgot there's a shul in Lakewood. I once was walking. I was taking a walk with my wife. We were there for Shabbos. And I see a place, and I say, is this a shul or a house? A beautiful house. I see parking spaces. It's a beautiful shul. It's from Dr. Robinson, I think. Because I know he is. He's a very wealthy doctor. Roberts. Oh, you know about what? Yeah. The place, it's got sperm galore. It's got the circuit TV. You see everything that's going on. It's got flowers.
There's a lot of rules.
A lot of rules. Exactly. He writes very good. He says a big box stuff. He says, if you don't have 10 minutes to write to me and explain to me what you're collecting stuff with, don't knock on my door. And he has rules there. You can make kiddushes there only if you daven 3 out of 4, something like that.
Yeah,
right? A lot of rules. Yeah, I figured he's nothing. He wouldn't let you get away with everything I let you do.
Yeah, right.
But I couponed him. But he said very good. People were responsible for me. I felt like I belonged somewhere. The big problem that, belong. The person, nobody, you could not, nobody, Well, my Shrei used to say, a guy comes, he says, it'll be here with Davin Ashkenaz, not Svar. Don't say the Yatsuf Fakune. He says, I've been here for 8 weeks. You never said a word to me till now. So he's that the pshat is about to do. Arvis could be doesn't apply to a mummer. So it doesn't apply. Maybe that's what he's saying. What's the prima gomsha? How come you don't see ger? There's no din of piyot smite. Because even though sheetas that there's no arvis, that means we're not responsible for all the affairs they do privately, right? And the meila, so that can't be. But avada legabe alpha bishiyot smite, that's poshit that there's a ger. Ger is part of klal yisrael. Once you're part of klal yisrael and there was arvis right away, that has nothing to do with the hargris of har evil. That's a din and arvis. We receive the din arvis. It's a mitzvah to be an arvis. And an arvis is the gay dim and dim. A mum is chas both the strengths. A, or B, he's not in Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.